convenience sometimes. We know that oftentimes our courses are oversubscribed, particularly our core courses, and often students just can't get the required courses for the degree, and they may seek those credits elsewhere at other institutions. And if we were able to expand our capability through these new innovations, that's going to help our students complete their degree at our institution if that's what they choose. When we moved on to question four, we were somewhat less successful in our conversation. There was a feeling that we needed to overcome our reticence as a university about cross-campus collaboration in online courses, because that's the question. The question was, how can we use online course delivery to share courses across the U of I campuses? And the feeling was that we had a negative experience with the global campus, and we will certainly need to overcome those negative feelings about big online courses, if you will, across the entire university. We talked about incentives that I've mentioned before. We acknowledge that collaboration even within colleges is sometimes difficult to accomplish, but we have seen it happen very successfully, particularly in research. It was also commented that at UIS, the core honors college courses are done by team teaching. Even we've had some success at UIUC's College of Business, where faculty have collaborated in PhD courses in collaboration with faculty at Northwestern and the University of Michigan. So the observation was made, if we can go across universities, surely we can go across campuses. And last comment, we would like to see our university be able to access the kind of technological tools from other national initiatives, like the one we saw this morning with Carnegie Mellon's OLI initiative. Thank you.
Thank you. The Black group is next. The facilitator was Donna McNeely, and the scribe was Jorge Villajegos.
All right, before I start, let me remind you that I am just a scribe. Sorry. There's anything that you don't like?
Shoot a messenger.
All right, before we start discussing the specifics, one of the things that we were discussing, quite frankly, was that we seem to be in a frantic rush. As the financial models change, we are trying to grab as many students as possible. And we're trying to say, well, maybe we need to be absolutely sure of what is or the mission of the University of Illinois, and then decide who is our traditional and non-traditional student. Then we can decide how to approach with technology. But first, we need to define who we really are and do we really want to attract to our university. In some ways, how to use technology to make the university financially independent. And again, we go back to the mission. What do we need to do? What do we need to stop doing? Because it seems like we turn to innovation by adding, and probably in these financial times, we cannot afford that anymore. So we need to be more focused. So based on that, another issue that, or another challenge that we found before even trying to answer the question, was pipeline issues. We are trying to attract certain students with technology. Unfortunately, we were talking, for example, that here in Chicago, around 40% of students do not have access to fast internet, as an example. So it's difficult to just say, with technology, we're going to reach all type of population. And the other thing is that, as we all know, student population is decreasing and is becoming less prepared. So maybe part of the discussion on technology should also be about the expansion of the pipeline, going to the high schools, going to different programs in order to create or develop a larger number of students in our university, instead of just trying to reach the few that are out there, trying to increase the number of students that would